Well, I started volunteering. I got my undergrad actually in New York City, former art student, and I participated in a very intense 10-month long volunteer program.
What sort of work did you do there?
I work with domestic violence survivors, and it was just, I worked alongside these diverse groups of women, and it was profound. It had a profound effect on my life.
You mentioned profound experience. What is it about doing this that drew you in?
Well, I grew up in the Rio Grande Valley, and that it's a very, very poor area. Like I said, right alongside the Mexican border. And my mother was a single mother. I watched her struggle to raise three kids. She balanced life in a way that I'm still in awe of with work and school. She has her master's degree now. So she really set the bar for me. And I just, she accomplished so much and really instilled a lot of the strengths that she possessed.
So what prompted you to come to Petersburg, or how did you hear about the Petersburg job?
Susan Omer.
She's good at recruiting, that Susan Omer.
Oh, she is great. I got to talk to her over the phone and I just fell in love. She painted this beautiful picture, and it is gorgeous. I love the mountains, the water. South Texas is so flat and dry, and it's really wet here. But I'm not complaining. I love it so far.
Talk about the areas that you plan to focus on as a counselor.
The area that I'm going to be working with here, I'm going to be working very closely with Kim Kilkenny with the this under this
Right.
grant.
Another counselor. This is the grant for, remind me what the grant is.
It's targeting substance abuse prevention
Okay.
for youth and adults in the
Okay.
community of Petersburg and Wrangell.
Kim Kilkenny being another longtime counselor at the at mental health services.
Yes.
Are you also going to do some domestic violence work counseling here as well, from your experience in the past?
That's a good question. I've been in touch with some people from WAVE, and that
Working
is,
Against Violence for Everyone.
yes, and that's another potential opportunity that I haven't yet explored further, but I plan to, yes.
Have you already done some counseling work since you've been here, or is it more just getting to know the area and doing training and stuff? You've been busy.
No. They threw me right in. And it's great because that's kind of the way I learn by doing. Maybe for the first couple of days, I was just reading policy and kind of going over basic parts of the job. But no, right? I got started right away.
And how did that feel? Did it feel like you did you just settle in?
I'm still settling in. I'm still settling in, but I love what I do. I feel like social work is a calling, if you will. I really is how I honestly feel about it. Because I was heading in one direction in my life. I learned a lot, and then that's when I realized that something's missing, and that's when I pursued volunteer work. And I felt like that's it. That's what it is. But I needed to go back to school to get the tools I needed, to be effective counselor.